And what if you were in the business and everybody needed, wanted, and could afford your services? You think you could be successful?
Podcasting from WealthWave Studios in Johns Creek, Georgia, this is Leadership Now, the official vision and strategy podcast of WealthWave.
Whatever your dream is, the WealthWave can deliver. And I'm going to take just a few minutes to prove that. You know, usually when you go into business for yourself, what do we read? Are most businesses, when they start, are they still in business a year or 2 years later? What happens to most businesses? They usually go under, right? And usually when you think about it, to start a business, if you ever imagine it, and I think we do, I think we really do want that freedom. We do want to fire our boss. We want to control our destiny. And when you think about starting your own business, all those thoughts go into your head. Well, I'm going to need a lot of money. And where are you going to find the money? If you do have it, you raid your retirement account. You leverage the equity in your home. You do whatever you got to do to come up with the money, and it's going to take a lot to start that business. And when you look at the statistics, you look at the numbers, that I don't know exactly what those numbers are, but if you survive the first year, if you squeak by the second year, then the third year, you lose it. What do you lose? If you leveraged your house, if you leveraged your retirement money, don't you lose it all? So no wonder 90% of us work for the other 10%. And I think you're here today, you're watching today, because you want to go from the 90% that are working for the other 10. Am I correct on that assumption? So how do we do that? How do we flip things around? How do we put the odds in our favor instead of stacked against us? So I'm going to take just a few minutes and give you my version and try to explain to you the way the thought process I went through and how this thing's delivered for me. So first off, we want to put the odds in our favor. What if, and it's a big IF, but what if you could start a business, a legitimate business, in the largest industry in the world, and what if you could start that business for 100 bucks? Now, would that 100 bucks keep you from starting your own business? I don't think so, right? Now, if you got to leverage your retirement account to come up with 100 bucks, you're in trouble, right? I mean, I think we can all come up with that. Now, when I started the business, just very, very quickly, when I started this business, I love Guillermo's story. He at least had a checking account. He said he didn't really know what to do with it, but I didn't even have a checking account. I was sharing a two-bedroom apartment. I was going to college. I was 24 years old. I was on the decade plan, and I'm sharing this two-bedroom apartment. The rent was $205 a month, and every month the four of us couldn't come up with it. We were late every month. Didn't have a checking account. I wasn't married. I heard you got to be married. You got to be responsible if you're going to get in the financial services industry. So I'm not married. I'm single, dead broke, renting an apartment, don't even have a checking account, and my only means of transportation was a motorcycle. Now, how many of y'all think I was an instant success in the financial services industry? Wouldn't you just love to take financial advice from a guy like me? So, hey, how does someone like me go from hoping and wishing and dreaming to now cash flowing over $1 million? You know, when I say that, I even got to pinch myself. I don't even believe it. My own parents go, what? Seriously. And I remember for years they kept saying, Darren, are you ever going to get a real job? Because see, face it, when you have some big hopes and dreams, people think you're crazy, don't they? But see, if you'll take that, if you'll go ahead and kind of let everybody wonder if you're mentally capable and they think you're crazy, just hang in there. Because eventually, you'll start living a crazy life. You'll start taking crazy vacations. So here's how I did it. I figured 100 bucks I could get in this business. That wasn't going to break the bank. I had that and changed under the couch and in jars. So 100 bucks wasn't a problem. But then the next thing is, who's going to teach you what you need to know to be successful in whatever your business venture is. True or false? So, I always heard the best way to become a millionaire is find one, right? Well, I live in Austin, Texas, and there's a guy named Michael Dell that lives there, and he's pretty wealthy. But you think I could call old Michael up or show up at his house and say, hey, Michael, will you show me how to do what you do? That ain't going to happen. But I've got guys like Tom Matthews and Bill Mitchell and other great leaders. I got my good friend in the back, Trevor, and I've got very, very successful people that I knew I could call on that were going to help me in my business. So money wasn't going to keep me out of it. It wasn't that I wasn't going to have some great instructors. See, college has professors and all that teaching you stuff, right? Well, here, you don't have professors, you have achievers. And I think if you got to choose between listening to a professor or an achiever, I don't think there's a question, is there? So plenty of achievers. All right, so money's not a problem. I can start my business, no money, basically no money. Got some great people, great mentors that are going to help me. But now I got to have a product or service. See, if you really understand what we do here at the Wealth Wave, we're in marketing. And in marketing, we got to move a product. We got to move a product or service. Well, here's our product or service. And tell me if you couldn't be successful in this. I told you I want to put the odds in my favor. Help me, all of you participating right here locally at this event. I want you to raise your hand if someday you would like to be financially independent. Raise your hand. Now, I don't know if you can see it on the camera, but every hand went up, right? Raise your hand if you'd like to lower your taxes. Raise your hand. Anybody want to pay more in taxes? Okay, we got a very intelligent group here. So we want to be financially independent. We want to lower our taxes. Last silly question. How many of you work hard for your money, think that it's only fair that if you work hard for your money, that your money ought to work hard for you? How many of y'all think that? And see, if you've got your money in most places where people are putting their money in America and in Puerto Rico, you're putting your money in the bank. I don't know, maybe it's different in Georgia. Are y'all getting 4% or 5% in your accounts here in Georgia? Or is that like Texas? In Texas, it's almost embarrassing. It's like 0.25%. I go into my bank and they got a big banner. As you walk in, they're so proud of it. They got this big banner and it says, we'll pay you 2.something% of you. Park your money with us for 5 years. Yeehaw, right? Give me a break. So what if you were in the business that you started for $100 and you had people helping you to do what you needed to be successful? And what if you were in the business and everybody needed, wanted, and could afford your services? You think you could be successful? See, if I'm going to start a business, I want to make sure that if my business fails, it's not because I didn't have the money, it's not because I didn't have the help or the expertise. If I fail, I want to make sure it's my fault. How many of y'all feel that's fair? That's what you have here. So we've got great products and services that can really help people lower their taxes, don't we? Do we have some great products and services where we can show people how to put their money someplace and beat taxes and inflation? Do we have those available? Is there a place where you can put as little as $7 a day away, and if you've got the next 25, 30 years, that you could possibly accumulate hundreds of thousands of dollars and retire in dignity? See, I wanted to make money. And when you want to make money, doesn't it make sense to kind of go to the source of someone that makes a lot of money and say, hey, how do you make it? Well, Bill Gates is that person. Bill Gates, between him and Buffett and I think a guy in Mexico, seems like they teeter-totter between who's number one. But Bill Gates is definitely up there. Bill Gates was asked, what's the secret to success? Here was his answer. I love it. Very simple answer. He said, find a big problem and fix it. Man, don't you love simple answers? So I'm going to submit to you for just a moment, and if you think of a bigger problem afterwards, make sure you hunt me down. Nobody's come up with a bigger problem. I'm going to give you the biggest problem there is facing North America and Puerto Rico. And that problem is this. When I asked you, do you want to be financially independent? Everybody's hand went up, right? Well, in the richest dadgum country in the world, America, 90% of our citizens that have worked hard 30 or 40 years of their life, hit retirement age, and are they ready? No, it's a big no. And yet, every one of those 90% that didn't make it, they rose their hand just like you did. They want to be financially independent. And it's going to take people like you and me to get out there and share the message. We can do it. They're counting on us. And by solving their problem, because that's a big problem, right? By solving that problem, you can make your dreams come true. You can be the owner of your life. You can start living the crazy life and taking those crazy trips. And you don't have to say that word no, as Tom was saying earlier, when you don't have the money. This is your chance. All the obstacles that keep you from starting a business, the wealth wave has eliminated. I hope you'll take advantage of this. I hope that maybe my quick little story, from Elvis impersonator to decade plan college dropout kid, that if I can do it, you can do it. It's all in your hands.
Thanks for listening to Leadership Now, the official podcast of WealthWave. If you like our show and you want to know more, check out wealthwave.com/podcast, or you can leave us a review on iTunes. Join us each week as we talk about the topics you'll need to help you grow as an entrepreneur and succeed in the financial business with WealthWave.